So I'm looking at this, a young girl, and I know in the previous people called her a skinhead, and she was very, very upset about it. I think she said she was a lesbian. Maybe that's why her hair was so short. I don't know. I don't remember.
That would fit the narrative so much better. I mean, when I first saw her, I assumed that she was a lesbian, and there's nothing against lesbians at all. I'm not all homophobic here.
No.
But the point is to have somebody who is a young person at that school who is a minority and a lesbian. Oh my gosh, it's the trifecta as far as the media is concerned.
Well, and I think what I was looking at her, she was wearing her green jacket, and I guess it would have been her right shoulder. There was a Cuban flag patch, Cuba. Now, I find that Cuban flag as ugly, almost as ugly, almost as offensive as the swastika, maybe even more offensive than that flag they were all having a fit about down south a year and a half ago. So I'm wondering, is she a skinhead? She thinks Cuban dictator communism seems to be okay with her. I mean, does she have a swastika on or somewhere? And then we have this moment, these quiet moments, and the girl's trying to squeeze tears out of her eyes. I mean, just like, you can hardly tell she has eyes. She's squeezing them so tight, shut, trying to squeeze some kind of tear out of there, like some kind of emotion. And I'm going, really, what is this? You know, I mean, if I recall, there was also another person who used children for his regime, and that was in Germany by Hitler. I don't want to compare everything to Hitler, but he did have armies of little children that were being literally physically trained to do his work. I think they were boys mostly. So
the Hitler Youth, and in fact, there's some great memes out there, many of them showing either Mao Zedong holding on to a bunch of little kids or Stalin with a bunch of little kids. And I guess, you know, the media is using these high school students. And I go back to this. I don't want to attack the high school students. Boy, I've seen some vicious and dumb attacks. Warren Epstein, who used to be with the Gazette, there were some postings on my Facebook site, and he made a great point. He goes, you lose the high ground once you start personally attacking the kids from the high school. And so I think it's better off for us not to do that. But I've got to say, it's very hard not to when they get as much attention as they do. And more importantly, they get as much credibility as they do. And what is that credibility based on? It's based on them happening to be one of the kids that was in that school at that time. And it is amazing that the media gives these two, this hog kid and this young butch-looking Cuban ancestored young lady so much attention. And then you have another young man who's much more conservative, has met with the president, actually met with both sides of the aisle in Washington. He gets no credibility whatsoever. And then you have the march organized by many of the same people, Sharia law and whatnot, who had organized the march for women with the little vagina hats and all of the rest of that. You see all of the buses. The media doesn't care to cover this, but you see just tons and tons and tons of buses. And people are speculating that somebody like George Soros paid for them. But you do have to ask, so where are they busing all these people in? Who are all these people? Is there a Craigslist ad somewhere that offers $15 per hour if you go and you do this? I mean, the numbers weren't as
there
big.
Could be.
Yeah, I mean, and the numbers weren't as big as had been expected.